This paper investigates whether the cross-sectional dispersion of realized volatility across market sectors can predict future changes in the VIX, the CBOE volatility index, which is the principal barometer of market-wide stress. We construct a daily metric called sectoral volatility dispersion, or SVD, computed as the cross-sectional standard deviation of 21-day rolling realized volatilities across 9 major US sector ETFs. The data spans January 2015 to April 2026, covering roughly 2,800 trading days. Our central question is whether an increase in SVD, meaning sectors are experiencing divergent levels of turbulence, signals that a broad volatility spike is coming. The challenge is that this dispersion is ambiguous. It could reflect benign sector rotation, or it could be a symptom of underlying market fragility. To answer this, we employ a three-state hidden Markov model to classify VIX regimes endogenously, avoiding the look-ahead bias of static thresholds. We then test whether lagged SVD predicts forward VIX innovations using OLS regression with Newey West standard errors, and whether it predicts discrete regime transitions using logistic regression. The headline result is that SVD alone is not a significant predictor. The logistic model achieves an ROC of only 0.526, barely above random. At a 5-day horizon, SVD is entirely insignificant. But at a 21-day horizon, we uncover a critical conditional relationship. The interaction term between SVD and average cross-sector correlation is highly significant, with a p-value of 0.013. This means that elevated SVD only signals future VIX stress when it is accompanied by a breakdown in sector correlation, what we call decoupled dispersion. Intuitively, when sectors move apart in both volatility and direction, the market has exhausted its internal diversification and become fragile. A high SVD, low correlation environment is the quantitative signature of a market that is vulnerable to a systemic shock. Not because the shock is imminent, but because if one occurs, there is no internal buffering left. The robustness is confirmed by leave one out cross-validation. Removing any single sector from the SVD construction leaves the results essentially unchanged, confirming that the signal is genuinely cross-sectional. For risk managers, the practical implication is clear. SVD should not be used as a standalone timing signal. It must be paired with the state of cross-sector correlation. Together, they define a market fragility index, a measure of vulnerability, not a predictor of the catalyst.